Okay. And there was something else. There was something serious I was going to say, but I'll remember it again later. Okay. So now the next is European Committee. Maybrit.
Mitt namn är Maybrit. Jag är ett vuxet barn.
Maybrit.
I'm the chair of the European Committee. Almost exactly 5 years ago, I was rectified as a board member. Ratified as a board member. See? Maybe I should just speak Swedish. We had the 2016. I don't want to go into the details of all of their reporting because what we need on the European Committee is to have more volunteers. We're growing at such a fast rate that we cannot keep up. We're three committee members, and one is taking care of literature and the printing of that, and that is being structured and moved over into another committee now. So what is needed at the European Committee is to service the fellowships that are just starting out or help get their literature put together. I was in the position in 2013 that I took over from Anya, and her sentence I've been carried in my heart ever since. She said, I want to be there for the people because their inner child does not speak English. That has been the guiding light for me and what I do. Building a bridge. And one of the biggest moments was a month ago when I was in Germany. I sent out a starter kit like 3 years ago. A starter kit, imagine. Yellow workbook, big red book. And I think there was a meditation book in there as well. And then some flyers. And it was like, So what do we do? How do we? And it was like, easy now. Now first, we get to know each other. You get to know the traditions, because if you don't know the traditions, you're gonna kill one another when a word comes up for a discussion. How you can translate that? And here, 3 years later, I was attending their first ever ACA event with 80 people, and they had their own yellow workbook. That can only be possible if somebody steps up and do this kind of work. And being a European, I'm actually the only European on the European Committee doing service. Jeffrey is also a member of the European Committee. He is located in Prague. He's an American, born in Illinois. And Tanya, who's our secretary, is born and bred in Australia. So this feeling of not having your inner child's language, they don't have that because they both speak English. I'm doing a workshop Saturday at 10:15, and I would urge any kind of Europeans that want to do service and help other fellowships become fellowships and get their literature to join that workshop. Bill has been talking about the increase of literature sales in Europe, and I think one interesting thing, though, is at page 65, and I'm sorry, I'm nervous. I'm usually not that nervous, but maybe it's because I'm in Scandinavia speaking English. Tour buttons of Americans, yeah. But the list of upcoming literature here is actually really good. And we had about eight pieces of literature coming out this year, we believe, and possibly even more, because the traditions prevent us from requiring people to sign up with us because their group conscience and their tradition, you know, they can stay invisible if they want to. So The ones we have been in contact with, I think we have about 16 countries now who have signed up and doing translation, and that's pretty awesome in 5 years. So I don't know if there's any more than I can say. You can read the report. It's really short. We do have had a lot of questions from people wanting to donate if they could designate the donations directly to the European Committee so that our work could grow. And you answered that question beautifully today, so I hope that that is recorded and people get that answer. Thank you. Is there anyone who has any questions? Yep.
Hi, Christopher, remote delegate, New York 0203. Sorry. Can you mention that software services like Google Translate can help get the process started of translating our literature into numerous language? Of course, it needs to be vetted by a native speaker, but it's a start.
No, you cannot do that. If that was the case, there would be like 500 delegates in this room, and everybody would have their own literature. That's how fast the technology moves, but you cannot do that. I mean, Google is good for some things, but explaining emotions or explaining cultural differences or even come up with a word like reparenting. I mean, the word reparenting is completely different here in Sweden and in Denmark. And we basically have the same language, but our culture makes the difference. So no, I'm sorry, there's no software that can just push a button and select the language and then somebody reads it and then it gets printed. No, it's a painstaking long process and it needs to be vetted by the group conscious to make it their own piece of literature. And I can tell you that some fellowships have used up to 10 years to get one piece of literature out. So it is an awesome piece of work done by volunteers. And there's no quick fixes. It is reading and understanding the program before you translate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mabry.
Sorry. Dalia B from Israel, ISR 0007. You're talking about translating to foreign languages. Well, I'm from Israel, we're not in Europe.
I know.
So where do I go to for support in translating and a foreign group that is not American, foreign to Americans. I don't understand where do we, go to.
Where you fit in.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Thank you.
Obviously, I'm a European, I'm a Dane, I live in Denmark, and, I said I can do whatever it takes here in Europe because I know Europe. I don't know the Mid-Eastern culture. But obviously, we need trustees that, or not trustees, volunteers that can step up and support people like you. So maybe one thing would be to reach out to somebody who speak Hebrew in the U.S. who would be able to support you guys. And it's about finding those people. But I would leave that up. I mean, the way we did it here in Europe is duplicable. You can do that. You can set up an organization. It takes one person who have a burning desire for ACA to create something, and you will get tremendous support from the board of trustees in trying to accomplish what it is you want. But meanwhile, I would like to talk to you in a recess.
Actually, if I can add to that, Dalia, Mybert actually also serves with the Literature Committee supervising translation efforts. And that gives us an opportunity to work with countries outside of Europe. So we will talk with you right after this session. And I'll also be talking more about translation tomorrow when we do the special literature report.
Anyone else? Oh, Sue.
Mybrit, thank you so much for your service. It's just phenomenal seeing the carrying the message to so many people. So thank you. A round of applause. Yeah.
Don't forget Jeffrey and Tanya. Yeah. And Charlie.
Just a curious question, because I'm part of the global, I'm going to be chairing the Global Member Services. We'll talk about that later. But I'm working with India and Bangladesh right now. And curious, when you said my inner child doesn't speak English, it really resonated. But also what resonates over there right now is my inner child does not read. And so what we're looking at is not only in translations, trying to figure that one out, but to do it with audible books first before reading. So I just wondered if you had encountered that yet.
Well, we have people, it was mentioned before, from Estonia, that, you know, people without means have difficulty getting books. It is easier to make electronic versions. So it is a matter of a decision. And you know, like Bill said before, we're just trying to keep up right now with the demand on regular books. But obviously it's in the horizon that we need to do audiobooks. And there actually is an audiobook, right? Of the Big Red Book? In English, yes. So it takes somebody to translate that one.
Yeah, hi, Jim B, Florida 176, and I just wanted to share the excitement I saw with someone seeing a Swedish yellow workbook in the room down the hall. It was a very emotional experience, and I know a lot of you are caught up here today, and you may be thinking, geez, you know, can I do service? Can I be part of the European Committee? And my answer is, yes, you can. So go for it. I encourage you to go for it.
Yes, and yes, obviously you can. It's not limited to Europeans. It's just good to be Europeans more than Americans on the European Committee.
Are there any other... Are there any other questions? Great. Thank you very much, Mybrit.
I would just like to point to the board there that we actually have 24 countries represented here.
Yeah. So I have a request that without jeopardizing the quality of the presentation, we're going to take a break probably around 3:15, which will give us close to 5 hours today, close to 5 hours, I think. No, I'm four hours in committee reports. And we are in the list halfway through, and we have some heavy hitters coming. So if there's a way for your committee reports to kind of move expeditiously, that would be great, because we only have a few hours tomorrow to do that, to finish them up. So the next one is the Member and Public Service Committee.
I'm David. I'm a utility infielder. If you're not American, that means I'm a soccer player that plays all positions in Goldie when he dies. So we actually had some major changes this year. We have a game called Musical Chairs on the board that we, by nature of what we need to do, we adjust committees and responsibilities. Bill was head of MPS, and he left because of treasury responsibilities, I think one of the reasons. You can only carry so much freight on your back. I was in DC, I was DCOC and finance, and then took over the LOM job, which, you know, I still have a foot in those, but I can't do everything. And I always like MPS. I've always been involved in MPS. And MPS has grown so much that it went from Carol to Bill, and I became vice chair. But we, yes, Sharon, we need you up here. I told her I was going to burn her. Anyway, we had to split it up this year because we've grown so fast that to have public and members and H&I together was too crowded a room. And we also have room for a lot of volunteers, which are people are coming on board with it. So right now, we deal with public is my own ballywig, which is outreach to therapists, which is we share with Miles, who's H&I, institutions, et cetera. And we split him off, although the three of us all work together totally. Public institutions, in fact, Miles and I, public outreach is to non-ACA members. But we like to fish in ponds that have lots of fish. And Miles and I actually went to the General Service Office in New York this year and were received quite warmly, and we're looking to a lot of cooperation with AA, which is, I've been in AA 22 years, and I've never met anybody in AA that's not an ACA. They just don't know it yet. And the temperature has changed from 0 degrees centigrade to 30. The way we were received in New York flabbergasted us. We really couldn't, wrap our heads around it. It's just, it's kind of made us cry every night. It's still touching because we were welcomed with open arms, which wasn't the case years ago. Member services, you guys do that, and Carol will mention that. We also have the traveler, which she won't come from the back, but we're going to get her here. The traveler is now reaching, what, Bill, 6,000 people? The Sharon back there.
We are, as of today, over 6,100. We're at like 6,149 and climbing quickly.
Right. And it's a well-received newsletter that goes out. It got birthed and it grew up really fast. It's the most successful direct publication to the membership that we have. And I think after you hear about it more today, it probably will double, very seriously. And we're not against making a language translation version of it. We can do a lot of things digitally that we can't do in print-wise just because of finances and time. So member services is anybody who's not an AA that I can reach out to. And part of my commitment to ACA is to be able to get the information that we have and the healing we have to the people who need it, which is a remarkably large percentage of the world. So I'll turn it over now to H&I, and then who first? Him, okay.
My name is Miles, and I'm an adult child. And I've just been, we separated into H&I, which is hospital and institutions. We have sent out books and the yellow books to a lot of prisons, a lot of inmates, to therapists. I even got a literature sent to a doctor in India a few months back. We need some more support because I'm a committee of one, and I have to rely on Elena to make sure that we get all this transferred down through. So anybody that's got anything to do with hospitals and institutions, get the email off of the sheet up there and send us a request, and we can help.
What? Prisons.
Oh, right, prisons too. But that's a little tricky because there are some things that we can't bring into the prisons because of the feelings. It's another headache. But I will say, because of the trip to New York, we've been getting a few more invitations. I did a talk in Montreal back in January for AA and Al-Anon, AA and Al-Anon. And we've been invited to three more Al-Anon functions and AA functions.
Does anybody know how crazy that is?
Recently, back in August, we were invited to put on a table and a meeting at an AA secular conference. We've been invited to the one in Washington in 2020. We're growing, and we need help in hospitals and institutions.
I'm laughing because he didn't want to talk. Okay, so I'm Carol. I'm the chair. David is co-chair. I'm co-chair of his thing. That's why we need volunteers. Okay, we have right now global members subcommittee, intergroup subcommittee, members subcommittee, regions subcommittee, young adults, teens, and the traveler, all under member services. When we changed this, when we got the idea of splitting this because the members in public services was too big, I thought I was going to lose two. I did, but then I got two. So anyhow, so I want to have each of these people do a little bit. It'll be short, but not as short as you probably thought. Anyhow, so we're going to have global members, which is Sue V, give a little talk about what she wants to do with global members, I think.
Thanks, Carol. I'm Sue V from CAN 332, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the new chair for Global Members Services. So I said I'd start in May because I had a whole bunch of different things going on, and in March or April, I got an email saying, we need help in Bangladesh. And so my first thing I said, well, who do we know in that area, in that time zone? They're 11 hours. This is challenging enough. They're 11 hours ahead. And so I'll just cut to the chase on that. It's all about bridging and connections, and we're all stronger together. And so what I looked at was who did I know or who could I reach out to who was near Bangladesh, and India was right next door. And so now we're working with Bangladesh, and we're working with India to try and help support India with their challenges. And that's where it started. And so my vision is really lots of volunteers. You're hearing that all the time. But if you are interested and you're called to serve in the global community in whatever way, let me know. And we're going to figure it out as we go. And we have a great model with the European network that MyBrid and others have started. So we're going to look at all those wonderful things that happened there. And we're going to look at new strengths and new challenges around the world. So thank you.
Thanks, Sue.
Another thing we have with the global members is we have something called Lights On. And the first meeting that gets started in a country gets the whole package of how to get started, all the literature. That's called Lights On. So our next person is is Bonnie with the Intergroup Subcommittee.
Hello, I'm Bonnie KM again, which is why we need more volunteers. Real briefly, if you don't know what an intergroup is, see me after this, and I will explain it. Okay. The point of an intergroup is multiplying service that a group of groups can do that a single group can't do by themselves. Yeah, none of us has it all together, but together we have it all. So it's about gathering groups together. And how can the collective of groups serve those groups? And that can be, we got a really big boon when the literature discount program started, and intergroups were able to, no matter how they split up the discount, the bottom line is supposed to be that the local meeting is the easiest and cheapest way to get a book. In other words, you have to go to a meeting to get a book. Or you want to go to a meeting to get a book. And it takes an intergroup to do that. And intergroups can do local functions. Intergroups can do local institute hospice and institution efforts. Intergroups can produce their own literature. Certainly they can do the traditional things like meeting lists and phone contacts. Regions, when we talk about regions, we're talking about regions connect the fellowship to WSO. Intergroups connect the fellowship, the meetings, to each other. And that's really important. And our committee stands ready to assist in any way we can planting intergroups. We can't go and do it for you, but you get a couple, you know, two or three groups that are committed to doing this, talk to us. I don't even want to take questions. You'll find me later if you have questions.
Actually, no. What we'll do is we'll ask questions at the end of the MPS.
Okay, and we need that other one back up, I think. Anyway, we have, which one was next? Put up the next one. Put up the next one. Okay, members. Sharon.
Hi, thank you. I'm Sharon, definitely an adult child, and I'm blessed to be here. Members Outreach Subcommittee is basically members and meetings, fielding questions, helping basically see what the needs of the fellowship are and relaying that back to the committees and subcommittees with WSO. So in that, we're going to be developing and deploying a 2019 membership survey. And so hopefully we'll be presenting that data at the 2020 ABC, because the goal is to get the voice of the membership, and that way the committees, subcommittees, board members, and the fellowship at whole can see what our makeup of our fellowship is and where we need to go. And so it's exciting, and I would love some help with that. Another thing that we're doing is we're working with the website committee and updating the pages on adultchildren.org. And so we're asking that, you know, anyone that has, that looks at pages or wants or someone needs a resource, or when they were new to the fellowship, it was hard for them to find something, anything along those lines, to let this our subcommittee know. And that way, I mean, because that's another way to feedback, because the website it's what helps, you know, with our primary purpose, reaching that adult child that's still struggling, doesn't have a meeting, doesn't know anyone, but we can give them more information where they'll realize that they're not alone. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon.
Okay, next up. I don't know what order I have. Oh, regions. Okay, Matt is our regions chair, regional. But he's not here, so I will give you a little bit of an idea. For one thing, what you're seeing up here is in the volunteer room, the whole thing, and you can get all of the contact information off of these sheets. So what Matt does is he helps people that are interested in groups that are interested in or forming a region. He helps them decide whether or not they're able to do that yet, and he helps them get through it. And we've got a couple of regions possibly forming, so that's what he's been doing. I can't think of anything else to say about that, actually. So let's put up the next one. And that's the traveler, and that's Sharon again.
Hi, Sharon F., still an adult child. I'm the editor of The Traveler. However, committee members, groups, intergroups, anyone in the fellowship are the reporters. So each month we ask that anyone that has an item that they would like included in The Traveler to submit it. And that's the email is thetraveler@adultchildren.org. And what I do is I edit it down for size and then make sure that the links match up and everything. So please, if there's something going on, please, you know, let the fellowship know, because I think The Traveler has been a wonderful way to connect people with what's really, you know, what's going on around the fellowship. If your intergroup or group is putting on a workshop or any kind of event, please submit that online at the acawso.org events. Submit that to the website. That's where the traveler gets the highlighted events that we put into the traveler. And if there's anyone who would like to consider being a co-editor or doing anything with the traveler, please send me an email, let me know, give me a note, whatever. Thank you so much. And thank you for subscribing to the Traveler. And please encourage your group members, any group member, whether a trusted servant or not, to subscribe. And I also wanted to give a big thank you. The Traveler, when it goes out every month, it gets translated in German and sent out to the German community. And it also gets translated into Russian and posted on the Russian website. And so I think that is just wonderful. So thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Sharon.
You, Sharon. Okay, and next is our young, very, 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 very new, along with the global members, the one of the new committees, subcommittees, is our Young Adults Teens subcommittee. And that is our liaison is Laura. We don't have a chair yet, so as I said, we need people.
I am Laura.
Hey, Laura.
And I am acting as a placeholder connecting emails that we're receiving from teens and from young adults wanting to start meetings. It would be great, like Carol said, if we could have a chair and a co-chair or, you know, a vice chair to help the subcommittee form. What I'm seeing come across are that there's requests for scripts for teen meetings and information just on how to start a teen meeting and young adult meetings. And what's the difference? You know, the teen meetings are anywhere from like 12 to say 18, 19, and then the young adults, hopefully, they'll let us know what their voice is, but I would see it as being bridging the gap from when someone's in recovery, they're 18, and then they're leaving, they could be entering the workforce, they could be going away to college, and then they're aging out of that teen group, support group, you know, and so having another group for them to come into that's called, you know, ACA Young Adults. We've received emails from Russia. They are really inspired to start a meeting and get some kind of literature translated, so I've sent them information that we have, but it would I would love to hear more from the teens, and I'm inviting them to come to the Member Services Committee to come and attend there and let us know, or just email the new email address once a month. Let us know how your teen meeting is going and helping have one teen meeting help another teen meeting. Denmark, I believe, had a teen meeting. And they were so kind to share their experience, strength, and hope with Australia and New Zealand. New Zealand wanted to start a teen meeting. And I just got a Slack message earlier in the conference asking for more materials. They haven't gotten their teen meeting going. But so it's worldwide. It's happening all over. And it's just a matter of finding a way to liaise and have them all help one another. And who knows, maybe someday get a, you know, a teen delegate here or a young, you know, someone from a young adult meeting, you know? So that's what I have. Thanks.
Thanks, Laura.
Any questions for Laura? I wanted to tell you the bad news about this whole thing is that you're all on the Public Service and Member Service Committee, okay? You're here, so that means that you're on the committee. Think about that. I wanted to say something that we neglected to say, and I say this, it'll all be gone and we'll make some more. We do have the Yellow Book without a spine. That's glued. We don't put them on our website because they're really for H&I, but if you want to take them into institutions or prisons, you can't take ones with a spine for many obvious reasons. So we do have those available. And we really want, and then I'm going to get back to here. Let me.
Yeah, Dave just reminded me of something. If it's a request to go into a prison or an institution, it has to go through the H&I chair so that the committee, that the institution, we know that it's going to the institution and we know the right book to send. If it goes in their spiral, that could be used as a weapon. So that's what they're worried about. Yeah, they'll throw it away and nobody's going to get to read it. And something I was just thinking about, this has been a problem for a while. Please make sure your group information is updated. I sent 4 requests to one area to get a big book or a big red book and a yellow book to a fellow that was starting in a rehab program. And I never got an answer back from any of them. So if a request comes in, how am I going to get a hold of you? Or how are they going to get a hold of you? So we've got to keep this list up.
Yeah, and the other thing you see, we got a lot of us up here, but we need a lot more. A lot of board members share meetings, which we'd rather be the liaison to, and have members share those meetings. We got too much work.
And actually, as you can tell, chairing is actually the easiest of the whole thing. I'm not doing all that, you know. I'm going to the meetings and listening, but I'm not doing all that. And there was one other thing, and my mind went blank. I guess I'm supposed to shut up. Yes.
Hi, I'm Pat, California, 1258. Can I have the H&I email address to reach for requests?
Hi, Chair.
hichair@acawso.org. Hi, Chair.
Thanks, Bill.
It's on the pages in there. The pages they're pages in the volunteer room, and they will fit in the book. We've said it. So, okay, what was your question?
Hi, everyone. Jeannie, Florida 650. I'm interested in public relations, and one question I have is there's a small jail in Martin County, which is just on top of Palm Beach County. So how many red books could I get in there? So, but we have them available to have, say, if there were like 20?
It's got to be requested from the jail itself on behalf of the prisoner.
Okay. Oh, okay. And my other...
I'm sorry. That way we know that we're not sending a spiral book down there, or we're not sending a book down that's hardcover, which is illegal in the prison.
Gotcha.
Anything that's considered a weapon, they'll just throw out.
Okay.
So just send a request, have them send a request to HI chair, and we'll make sure it gets sent down to them.
I was also a high school English teacher in middle school, so I had Alateen for years with my school board. So is anything being done anywhere with getting us in the school systems anywhere at this time? Laura, maybe? So I was...
Yes, actually, okay. We are trying to. For the last 2 years, we've received emails from a substance abuse counselor in the Pasadena School District. And this year, being the second year, she invited a member to speak to the teachers. And I asked her a little bit more. I said, is there more that we can do with other school districts? And she said she could work with us to get in front of boards of supervisors.
Wonderful, because suicide's an epidemic in our country for teenagers. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeannie.
One other point about prison that I learned this in the bottle beverage fellowship is that you can't just buy a book and send it to a prison. You want to send it to your kid. Most institutions, you can't do that. It has to come from the publisher. Now, we trick it, so even though we didn't print it, we are the publisher, and we have a way to send it from our office to where that's legitimate. But if you try to just buy a book and send it to your nephew, your husband, in prison, it doesn't work very well. You know, so coming through the office is a good way to go for successfully getting into prisons.
I think we're done, and the three of us actually have been called trouble.
Oh, we have one more question over here with Josh.
Oh, thought we were. Yes, Josh.
I think I heard someone allude to the importance of having information up to date. I've heard several times that it's important to have one's meeting and intergroup and potentially region information up to date, which I understand happens through our website. How do I go about doing that?
Thank you for your question. If you go to the adultchildren.org website, and either you'll see the top menu. Okay. At the top menu, you can see where it says meeting changes on the right. And that gives information on how to update meetings. Also, on a lot of the pages on the right-hand side or at the bottom, it'll say quick links, and it'll also have the words meeting changes. And if you click that, that gives a lot of information. The way the process works is you can go to your meeting on the meeting list and click update and then confirm that you're not a robot. And the system will generate an email link, and it's sent to your primary WSO contact. And that person can click on that link and go in and update. And if that person is out of touch or no longer available or the position's changed and no one is receiving that email link, you can send an email to meetings@acawso.org. .com, and just give your group number, your name, and the information on what needs to be changed. And I'm going to pass it to Jim B. because he might have better information.
I just wanted to add, yes, that answering that email will be Nick right here. So Nick would be happy to update your meeting information. And we understand that, you know, that's an issue. That and you know what we're talking about. Just to differentiate, I was going to do this in my website talk, but I'll take care of it now. That we have public contacts, right? So when you search the website and you see a meeting, you might be a new person. You say, "Geez, do I want to go to that meeting? What's that meeting about? Is that meeting still happening?" There's a link for contact, and that's the public contact information, which is on the website. And we ask the groups to put up a name and a phone number or a name and an email so the public can reach you when they're thinking about going to a meeting for the first time. So we thank you for, putting your information up there. So that's, the public information accessible to the world. There's also private WSO contact. And the private WSO contact is so that WSO can reach you, send you the ballot proposals to get them to your group. And that's the contact also that gets the update meeting link. So when you search for your meeting and you see the update link and you click on the update link, it will send the private WSO contact's email an email link to update that message. So there's one email that can update a meeting, only one. And if that person left the group, send a meeting to meetings@acawso.com so Nick can change that email to someone who is active with the group. So hopefully that's clear. If not, speak with me or Sharon or Nick after on our break.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, I think we're done. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you very much. We're due in a minute for a break. Hold it. Don't go yet. Jim B., how much time do you need for your presentation?
I've been asked to speed it up before.
I didn't ask that.
Not one of my
much.
Strengths. I have no idea, I have no idea. 20 minutes. I'll take as much time as you give me.
Let's take it. Well, the point is that at 3:30, we're going to move to something else. And the question is whether or not we're going to handle yours today. And we're going to take a break. So we're going to take a 10-minute break. But that leaves us 10 minutes of something.
Yeah, I defer my time to the motions.
Okay, so let's switch the order. Let's go with the audit. Let's first do, so it keeps me a little straighter. We can do the OPPM. Okay, is that, you can get that, and the audit we can probably do in 10 minutes. Yeah. We've got 20 minutes.
Hello, I'm Mary Jo.
I'm Mary Jo.
The OPPM committee, which is Operating Policy and Procedure Manual, this is page 78 in your booklet or your binder, is a group of people who work on that document, which is further on in the binder under what are we calling it? The organizing documents or something. Foundational documents, thank you. That's on page 109. We work together to make sure as much as possible that what's in that document actually reflects current practices or desired practices. So it's a long, arduous process. In a lot of cases, we create the documentation and then we pass it on to the board for approval and comment. And then a motion is eventually passed to make those changes. So we are also working on especially the ABC stuff for the future, a future vision of how that is all going to be organized. So are there any questions? I'm making this real quick. Any questions? All right, okay. And I want to thank everybody who's been on the committee. Sometimes we get on a call and we've been on there for 2 hours and we like each other so much we don't want to stop, but we have to. Especially Jim and Miles and myself, we've frequently been on calls late. Laura's also on the committee, and we've had contributions from Aaron and Pat and Sue V. So thank you all. Okay.
Thank you very much. Tell you what we're going to do. Considering doing the audit report now, but let's take a break until 3:30. Be in here in your seats, ready to roll at 3:30, and we'll start looking at the proposals at that time. Thank you.